you once again in the name of the Most High. I want to greet you all with all that's going on in and around us. In and on this world at such a time as this. How are you? It's always a good thing to ask. And it's always a good thing to kind of check within of, you know, where you're at. How are you approaching life? How are you doing things out of purpose, out of vision, out of direction, or is it coming out of a place of fear and self-doubt and self-preservation? You know, the frequency of fear will always take you into a lower state. When you live and you operate out of fear, you're coming from a position of you're not making good decisions, you're not making good choices. But when you come from a position of confidence, when you come from a position of you allow things to flow, and confidence comes also from knowing. So, okay, let's go with scriptures. You'll know the truth. Truth will make you free. Okay. So there's a freedom in that. Fear is bondage. Fear involves the unknowing. And that's the reason why the world tries to pump you full of fear. Because when you're full of fear, you hurry up and do something dumb. Think about it back in your life. How many bad decisions you might have made, and this is all of us, how many bad decisions you might have made because you made that decision in fear. You were afraid. You made a quick choice, and then later on, you regretted it. You know, a good way to just approach a lot of things, give it a little time. You know, I used to have a pastor out in D.C., and one of his statements he used to make was, you would always say this, he'd say, "We got time." You know, when people would come and they'd say, "Oh, here's a deadline, you need to do this, but let the deadline pass." You know, we got time. You know, that's actually a sales tactic a lot of people end up using all the time. They try to create scarcity, and they try to create a false time constraint. You know, hurry up now. Order now. Supply is limited. You know, this sale ends in 36 hours. You know, hurry up and do something. Hurry up, move you to action. Well, wait a second. Oh, one time I heard one of the stupidest shows. This guy was trying to get people to buy a digital product and like some podcast or something like that. And he was saying, "Oh, I've only got space for so many people. It's a podcast." And the guy was talking about how he's only got so many people that he can service with this podcast. Are you kidding me? But, you know, anyways, people will do what they do. Listen, fear is not a basis to make decisions from. You make decisions from a position of love. You make decisions from a position of confidence. You make decisions from a position of knowing and understanding. And so this is also part of that inner work that we all have to do, which is You want to learn. You want to. Teaching is there. You teach and you learn. You learn and you teach. You teach and you learn. You learn and you teach. You continue in that way. And with all of that, when you've learned something, the power then comes in application. You know, one of my statements is knowledge without application is worthless. You can know all kinds of things, but if you don't apply what you know and what you've learned to something that is practical and something that is tangible and something that makes a difference, then what good is it for you to know? Why know something just so you can consider it? Why not know something so that you can action it, so that you can use it, so that you can do it? That's value. There's value in that knowing. You want to have value in the knowing that you have. There's no value in, you know, in having an answer and a solution and not being able to do anything with it. You know, there are people in this world that have had access to tremendous things, whether they're assets, financial assets or material assets, or tremendous knowledge or cures or answers, and they've not actioned it. And by just letting those things sit there and dissipate, now there's a timing for everything, so I need to give that a little bit of a you know, frame it a little bit. But we should always be looking for that opportunity to bring things forward and to put them into motion. Why? Because life happens when things are in motion. If you notice, all in the living world, the life is moving, life is change, life is flow. So you want that, because that's where things have the chance to multiply, things have the chance to grow, things have the chance to replicate and build upon themselves. So, you know, where we are right now, in the world and on the world, is you've got all of these would-be controllers, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, who in their own mind, in their own thinking, fancy themselves to be something, but they really don't have a clue. They don't know where we are. We're not in the same time. We're not in the same timeline. We're not in the same construct at all. And they're going to struggle for relevance. When we remove ourselves from them, when we move in our sovereignty, when we move in our and in the reality of who we truly are, power is with us. The power is in with the people. It's in your hands. It's in your corner. It's in your decision. It's in your world, not theirs. You know, I know a lot of people have been nervous about things going on in the world, but I am more hopeful now than ever before. See, what you see now happening is an end of their world, not ours. Their systems, not ours. When I say ours, who am I talking about? I'm talking about us, the people. We the people. The things that are collapsing are the broken systems that were destined to collapse in the first place, because they were built on a lie. They were built on a bad foundation. They were built on greed. They were built on deception. They were built on false constructs. Okay, there's teachable lessons around the world right now. Look at what's happening in Sri Lanka. Okay, in Sri Lanka, if you want a real-time object lesson of what is happening and how all fiat currencies fail, all of them, all CBDs, all central bank, all CBCs, all central bank currencies, all of them fail. And here's the reason why. Because when somebody is allowed to print receipts for something that doesn't exist. See, you've got to have intrinsic value. You've got to have real assets with intrinsic value. That's sound money. But when you can print receipts for something that doesn't exist, and you can just do it on a whim, and you call that monetary policy. That's not monetary policy. That's getting everybody involved in a system and a medium of exchange, and then just increasing that asset, that medium, that those receipts that you have control over, while everybody's participating in, and they're wondering where the value went. Okay. Imagine you have a coat closet, right? A coat closet in a lobby, and there are, and everybody comes in there, and every coat is worth $100. Just cheap coats, right? $100, and there's 10 coats in there. Okay, they come in, and everybody issues a receipt. They're issued a receipt by the person that's controlling the closet. Okay, there's 10 receipts for those 10 coats that are in there. That is, would be what you could consider a sound system, because there is a receipt for every item of value stored there. But what happens is, what the fiat currency system has done is now, as people are trading their coats by trading the receipts, those 10 people, what they do is they issue a bunch more receipts for what would be, what is promised to be coats that are in there. And so at first they just issue a couple more, then they issue 10, then they issue 20. Pretty soon they put out 100 or 1,000 receipts for only 10 coats that are actually stored there. Now, when somebody comes and actually claims the coat, if those 10 coats get claimed, then there's nothing of value there at all. All you have is just a bunch of receipts, a bunch of worthless paper, because the only thing of any value is not there anymore. That's the world currency system, the world central bank currency system. That's how that works. And so it's evil, and it's destructive, and it steals people's value, and they get everybody to use it and obligated to use it. But the problem with it is the theft of the value from the people ends badly. It ends in on the short term, if they manage it and control it, it just ends in, so it's just a continuous inflation of inflating away of people's purchasing power. But in the long run, if you get a situation like Sri Lanka and it gets put into overdrive, then you can see how evil it is, because the timeline is compressed. So the price of a cylinder of gas now in that country, I just talked to a family member that was over there, my father-in-law, and I was told that the price, or actually mother-in-law, I was told that the price has gone from basically 1,470 rupees for a cylinder of gas to now looking at over 10,000 rupees. So you're talking about 5-time increase in just over a year of the price of just a basic staple, a basic thing that keeps people's lives functional. And that's if you can get it, because the availability is not there. Now, why is all this stuff important? Well, it's important because when we start talking about solving things, we have to start looking at solutions for the problems that we're facing. We need systemic fixes. See, instead of looking for some personality to do the job for you, instead of looking for a savior personality person, you start looking at what is the solution and what is the fix, the system fix, for every one of these things. Because we are called to do greater works. We are called to usher in better things. And we can do that, by the way. You actually can do that. So instead of abrogating responsibility and giving those things away to other people and hoping somebody else is going to come in and fix things, you do it. You do the part that you can do. And whatever it is that's within your wheelhouse to do, do it. Don't leave it to somebody else. And you know what? If you feel like there's not a lot you can do, well then at least search for the people that can. And try to connect them. And try to build them. Support in whatever way you can. And test yourself and see where you can get involved. But by hoping that a wicked evil system is going to be good, that is a waste of time. You're never going to get how can you get good fruit from an evil tree, right? It's not going to happen, because that's not what's built into the DNA of that thing. If you want good fruit, you're going to have a good tree. And if you want a good tree, you're going to have to plant a good tree. You're going to have to grow a good tree. You're going to have to nurture a good tree. You're going to have to appreciate a good tree. You're going to have to give time and patience for a good tree to get fruit from a good tree. You know what's funny is when everything starts falling apart, I saw some of the plans that people have put out in Sri Lanka. You know, the people have been enslaved for so long over there that they can't think creatively for a solution. None of the things I've seen so far will work. I'm telling everybody, if you're listening on that side, go back to the drawing board and do it again, because none of what you put forward at all is going to solve anything. Okay? You're hardly getting back to zero, let alone solving anything. So you've got to, you know, keep going, learn, keep going. But you know by not honoring truth, not honoring integrity, not giving place to honesty, not giving place to people that are trying to do the right thing, by not doing any of that, now in the time when that is actually in high demand, because they've seen the consequence of not having that around them, well, now it's not there. It's not available. You know, the story of the goose that laid the golden egg. You know, if you kill the goose that lays the golden egg, there's no more golden eggs. I mean, too often, people thought, you know, if they could just do whatever. Sometimes there's not going to be those resources there for you anymore. If you don't honor truth, if you don't honor the good people, what happens when they're not there anymore? Jesus said, you're going to look for me, you're not going to find me. What happens when you can't find it? You want it, but you can't find it. You're going to look for somebody and there's going to be nobody to fill the role. Now what? And why is that? Well, because in the day that it was there and it was made available, you didn't recognize what was there. You didn't recognize the value. You didn't appreciate it for what it was. You worked to destroy it because it was uncomfortable or didn't fit your agenda. And so now when you need it, it's not there. Now when you really want it, it's not available. You muddied the well and now you want a drink of water so bad and you can't drink because you destroyed your source. There's learning lessons. And you know what? A lot of people may leave this life, probably will, never having learned a damn thing. They won't know why they lived. They won't know why they died. But listen, that's not your call. If you're listening to this today, there's chance and opportunity for you. Chance and opportunity for all of us. The call is to be part of the solution, to be part of the answer, to engage in practical things that can make a difference. All right? We do that. We do incredible work and it makes a difference. Don't be discouraged. Things that come and go. Listen, for the witchy, that kind of stuff, all those people that just, this is not the time to be messing around with anything. Because for those people that are engaged on that side, we're coming into a time and a space where that kind of fooling around in that with that kind of dark powers will get you destroyed very fast, because the frequencies are changing. And that kind of game is far more in the light and far more exposed now than ever before. So just don't. Just leave it alone. Don't do it. Just go. Go from darkness to light. Go from the power of Satan unto God. Do something different. You might as well. We're called to be and do something different. So let's do that. All right. You know, we love you guys. Bless you. drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. That's where we publish. And we just want to bless you all. Keep on keeping on. We'll catch you soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.